Hi, my name is Carl Valerian, the host of Aviation Careers Podcast, and today we're going to talk about inspiring the next generation of pilots. And this is really an important mission. And an organization that is called STEM Flights has taken on this with a really unique approach, including donating time for, and also it helps people build time by donating their time. We're going to talk a little bit about that too. It's a real interesting approach here. But joining me today is Carly Walker, the director of development for STEM Flights. Before we get to an interview with her, though, I do want to tell you about the scholarships guide. It's been updated. I know a lot of people listen to the first part of this to find out how they can get a free one. Well, we do have a new sponsor, and that's the Law Offices of Robert M. Strummer LLC, and you can find them at www.strummerlaw.com. They're giving away 100 scholarships guides, and you can get yours for free using the coupon code STRUMMERLAW. The Law Offices of Robert M. Strummer LLC has been on the show before, and they handle various aviation matters, including FAA safety investigations and pilot medical certification. You can find them at www.strummerlaw.com, and don't forget to get your free coupon for a free scholarships guide using that code STRUMMERLAW. Well, again, today I have with me somebody who's really inspirational and part of an organization that is actually moving the needle in inspiring youth in aviation, and that's from STEM Pilots, Carly Walker. Welcome, Carly.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Carl. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, this is really cool what you've been doing, and I've been actually out on the internet looking at the videos, et cetera. STEM Flights is, I think I'm going to figure out what it's about. It probably has something to do with STEM. So tell us a little bit about the why behind STEM Flights. Why STEM Flights?
Yeah, thank you so much for that question. Let's start at the very beginning. This nonprofit was started by my dad, and dad is a retired brigadier general. He was an F-16 pilot, flew a bunch of different things in his military career. And what do fighter pilots do when they retire? They buy Cessnas and fly kids around. I think that's just how they do things. So dad bought a Cessna, loved flying kids, loved giving rides, as so many of us pilots love to inspire that generation. And what he heard back, Carl, was these stories from these people, these kids that he had given rides, you know, sometimes years later, and they would say, Brew, which was his call sign, Brew, that flight changed me. Now I've gone on to do this. I'm in flight training. I'm flying C-130s for the military. I've made a career change. I felt so inspired. And I think, Carl, a lot of your listeners and you and I too, we understand how inspiring a singular flight experience can be, especially for a young person who's never been up. Dad really wanted to harness that idea of let's give a flight to a kid to inspire them to pursue aviation and STEM careers. Now, where did the STEM part come in? Let me tell you that really quick. So when dad retired, he was doing some consulting work back to the federal government and government contractors. And what he discovered throughout his work there was so many of our STEM careers were being outsourced overseas to countries that aren't really that friendly to the United States. So dad said, what can we do to inspire America's youth to pursue STEM careers here in the US? And dad's solve for that problem was, let's fly kids. Let's do it one flight at a time. So that's a very lofty problem to solve. And, taking a Cessna with some kids in it is a small stab in the dark there. But he had a great idea. He got a 501c3 formed. And to be honest with you, Carl, I thought it was adorable. I thought this was such a cool thing for dad to do. I helped him with the website. You know, it was a family project. My brother helped develop it a little bit. My husband was involved. We all sort of just pitched in. Honestly, we never thought it would make it much past his own personal airport and his own personal thing. But I'm happy to say here, 6 years later, we are in 48 states around the country with pilots signed up all over and students all over. So this idea that dad had really took hold with not only volunteer pilots that wanted to be involved, but students all over the country. So we've had tremendous growth, very organic growth. And I think dad's really making a dent in solving that problem that he wanted to.
Such a simple idea, and it's become successful. I'm sure other people have thought of this, but there's something you're doing that must be different. What do you think is the key to your success? And, you know, that's a lot of states to be in.
It is, yeah, thanks. So I think something that we do different than some other organizations that do offer flights, which, by the way, they're all amazing and we consider them all colleagues. We work together. Something we do different is we ask our students to put some skin in the game. So the kids that come to the table with STEM flights, it's not a joyride, Carl. It is, you've got to do some online studying. You've got to come with a letter of recommendation. It doesn't have to be congressional, but it does have to be something that you ask an adult to endorse you to be in this program. So there's online studying, there's a letter of recommendation, there's an application. So we want kids that really want to be there. We don't want to offer something free for them to do on a Saturday morning when their parents are looking for something to do. This isn't a joyride. This isn't a, I want to fly in the blue one. This is kids who really want to be there. And so we put some hurdles in front of them to make sure that they want to be there. So when you think about that student who's coming into our program, think about that pilot who's flying them. Their experience is so much better. So if you're going to volunteer for a youth organization that flies kids, you're going to have such a better time if that kid really wants to be there, if they've done some homework, if they come with questions, they come excited, and they're ready for the experience. So I think that's one thing that we do very different. And, you know, then we do the flight, and we can get into the details of that later. But the biggest thing that we're really most proud of is our after the experience flight. So let's say they had a great time with you, Carl. The kid loved it. You did a great time. STEM flights did our job. But now what? We have to answer that question. Now what? Where do you go from here? Did you love that flight? Do you need to look for scholarship funding for flight training in your community? Are you interested in aerospace engineering? Are you interested in some other aspect of the aerospace industry? We're going to stay with you and help you figure that out the entire way. There are some students that we flew 4 years ago that we still talk to. So that's what makes our program a little bit different too, is we track these students. We find out where did they go and what, you know, what career they ended up going into. That's what I think really makes our program different is, you know, where are they going after that flight? How can we support them getting into this industry from, you know, from flight training to what's going on in their community to exploring aerospace careers? That follow up.
You know, I love the fact that you really talk about the follow up, because a lot of times there's like, wow, this is really cool. I'm really excited. And then it kind of diminishes. I mean, you're at this high after such an incredible experience as flying an airplane. Now where do I go? Well, and then the questions come up. I don't want to really be a pilot, but I want to design the airplane. Or I don't want to be a pilot, but I want to actually control the pilots flying around. And that's something that I think is incredibly important. What you're doing, hats off to you for that, is taking that next step, but not just the next step, but continually helping them out. And we'll flesh out a little bit about how you can get involved and how that actually, you know, is seen and how we can do that and how we can help. But when you get somebody in an airplane, it does change them. It's like, wow, that was really cool. And the neat thing about it is they think, well, gosh, this is something that I can't do, but you can say, hey, yes, you can, by just showing them how they can do it themselves. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
so
it's
tell
inspiring.
Me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's inspiring for adults sometimes too. You know, just like you said, like, you know, every time I fly, there are some times that I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, that's it. I mean, like I said before, you know, what we try to do is fill other people's buckets, but our bucket overfills when we're doing that. And you're kind of getting me inspired to maybe do another flight, like a Young Eagles flight, which is somewhat similar for just the flight itself, but you're kind of taking it a step further as to where do we go from here, which I think is really, really cool. But kind of flesh out a little bit more about that as far as the post-flight, like exactly, you know, how long do you stay with the individual, or how long does someone stay with the individual to help them out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So after the flight experience, there's lots of fun things like selfies and a presentation of a certificate. And then let's say you're the pilot, Carl, you say, hey, good job, kid. Well done. See you later. That is where STEM Flights picks back up with the student and the guardian or the parent. And we say, okay, not only how was your flight, we want to survey them, but we also ask them some baseline questions on their interest in STEM and aerospace. What was your interest before the program? What is your interest now? So we really hope to have some data that we can give back to industry in the next few years that really shows, hey, an early experience with aviation or with flying can impact the career trajectory that these kids have. So that's what we're trying to prove. And I think industry, our industry would really like to see that. It's our hypothesis. So we want to track them. We want to measure some things. And then we want to say, what's next for you? So that program, we have a director of education that is on our staff. And she walks every single student down to their next steps, whether that's flight training, whether they're looking at colleges, whether they're just in middle school and maybe they need to go to Civil Air Patrol. You know, that's a company that we always recommend kids of that age to go to. So, and it also depends on where they live. So Carl, you as my pilot and mentor there in Florida, I would lean on you a lot for your mentoring. Hey, Carl, what's going on in Lakeland? What do you guys have going on that students can get involved in? You're the expert there. You're going to be able to guide the student and this parent as well. So that's where the mentoring of that pilot really comes in. You know gotcha. Better at your home airport than what's going on, and I know best at mine.
Wow. So that's a key to the success of this is having somebody on the ground. So if I have somebody in Charleston, West Virginia on the ground, I can help people in that location. So how is it that they get in touch with somebody? Like say somebody is in Charleston, West Virginia. What's the process?
Are you talking about a student or a pilot?
A student.
So we'll take this. Let's talk about the student trajectory. So a lot of people say, well, how do you get your students? And so we have a staff member in place, our director of education, Maria, and she reaches out to school districts. She reaches out to STEM teachers, science teachers, maybe nonprofit partners that serve underserved communities. Maybe there's a science museum. Maybe there's an airport museum. Maybe there's an aviation program already going on. We reach out into those communities and identify those students that would have an interest in this. And that's usually how it starts. And let me tell you, all it takes is one or two kids that go flying with the selfies and the social media, and then the ball gets rolling and it starts like wildfire. So that's how we find our kids. And the students just go to our website, stemflights.org. And it's the same for the pilots too. There's a student application and there's a pilot application, and that's where they get started. They have to fill out the waiver and the application with their parent or guardian because we're dealing with minors. So the parent and guardian fills out the waiver, the application, you know, just to make sure, hey, I know that you're going to put my kid in an airplane. I will say for the most part, parents are pretty involved in this. Either they have a student who's shown an inkling of interest in aviation or aerospace, and this is, you know, helping them out quite a bit because they don't always know where to go. So the parent is usually pretty involved, comes to the airport. They don't fly with the student, but they do like to meet the pilot, see the airport. And, you know, Carl, there's a large percentage of our kids that we've flown that didn't even really know they had a local airport in their community or what their local airport does. You know, some of our kids have never flown before ever. And those are always the really interesting ones too, like to really show them this industry.
Yeah, well, you really are an ambassador for the industry, what you're doing here and starting them from the very beginning and getting them involved and actually educating them as to what aviation is and aerospace is. And we focus a lot of times on pilots, but remember that there's so much more. I mean, look at an airline. I mean, you can have 5,000 pilots with 20,000 employees. Well, those other people are doing something. And that's what's great about this is the fact that, and one thing I really like about your program is it's not just pilot-centric, it's everything. And the other cool thing is the fact that I love the flight following, describing that, is that, you know, it's STEM flight following. So you're actually gonna follow up on what's happening here with that student.
That's right.
Now, the other thing though, is that a lot of people that are listening to this podcast are people that want to build hours. And they also, a lot of times, want to reach out while they're building hours. So there's something that local pilots can do, because a lot of folks have their own airplanes or access to them, and they can be a part of this as a pilot. So how, describe that to me and how I can get involved. Say I'm a pilot here and I have an airplane.
Yeah, great question. Let's jump in. So we are always looking for pilot mentors. So let's define what a pilot mentor is. A pilot mentor is a volunteer pilot that wants to donate their time to a public benefit flying organization like ours. And when I talk about public benefit flying, Carl, we are thrown into the group of medical transport, you know, the Angel Flight West, the Lifeline pilots, maybe pilots and PAWS. So we are very active in that industry as well. We are considered a public benefit flying company. We're philanthropic-minded pilots who are tired of flying for that $100 hamburger, want to use their time for aviation to donate. And we are a perfect example of that. We're a 501c3. You can write off your flight hours with us. And therefore, pilots who just really want to use their passion for aviation to give back in some way. So that is a volunteer pilot. Now, every organization has its own requirements. Ours are on the smaller side of our industry because we are day VFR only, point A to point A. So we're not asking pilots to pick up kids here and fly them three states over. They're doing something local at their airport that's no different than flying a neighbor's kid or, you know, a kid from the local school. It's no different, only the student really benefits from being attached to our program because of all the follow-up that they get. So if you're a volunteer pilot, you sign up online. The requirement is 250 hours. It's day VFR only. You only have to have a private pilot's license. We are not offering flight instruction. This is a introductory flight, so to speak. And we give all of our pilots a checklist to follow. So you might say to me, Carly, I am not a STEM teacher. What is it that I'm actually going to be doing up there? Like, how does this work? So this is how it works. I'm going to find you a student there in Lakeland. They're going to apply and go through my program. They're going to submit all their paperwork, homework, letter of recommendation. And then I'm going to say, Carl, I've got a student for you. Great. You reach out to the guardian and say, I got some free time in 2 weeks to Sunday. If the weather's good, I can take you up at about 10 a.m. You work out directly with the student and the parent what works best for you. The student comes to the airport. We ask you to do a pre-flight with the student because there's so much STEM learning there, right? Like, it's so great. An abbreviated pre-flight. This is your local airport. This is what a ramp is, you know, depending on how much they know, which probably isn't a ton. You really just give them that introductory, exciting experience that they've never had. Then you take off. We ask for our pilots to donate 0.8 on the Hobbs. And we ask you to do some simple maneuvers in the air to illustrate what the student has already learned online. So maybe that's a turn. Maybe that's a couple radio calls and you demonstrate how to do it. Like I said, we give the pilots a checklist to follow to make it super easy for them. And some of our pilots, Carl, do this kind of thing all the time. They love flying kids. They take our checklist and they go like this and they throw it in the trash because they know what to do. And that's fine with us too. We provide the checklist to really be a guide, especially for new pilots.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. So it's 0.8 on the Hobbs and you take a trip around, you know, the best way, you know, the best places to fly in your area, whether you go to the practice area or, you know, you go look at something really cool, then you land and you can rest assured as a pilot, STEM Flights is picking right back up where you left off. You say goodbye to the pilot and the parent and the student. Maybe you give them your contact information if you want to be a mentor. Some of our pilots are CFIs and they give their contact because maybe they're interested in training with them. We encourage that as well.
So that's the next question I get often in doing these type of things is, you know, for me, the owner of the aircraft, you know, how does that benefit me? Can I write this off? And I'm sure you have a FAQs. And by the way, there is on the website. And we're talking the website, stemflights.org. If you go and click on for pilots, for students, you'll get all the information there. So kind of walk us through that because I'm going to get that question, I'm sure.
Sure.
You know, can I get reimbursed for the fuel or how does that work?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Unfortunately, FAA prohibits fuel reimbursement. As you know, they're cracked down pretty hard on illegal charter operations. Unfortunately, public benefit flying comes under that scrutiny as well. We're actively working. And when I say we, I'm a board member of Air Care Alliance, which is the umbrella organization that's over all of public benefit flying. That's a separate interview that you and I can do. But anyway, yes. We're actively working on legislation to change that for volunteer pilot organizations. Because I'll be honest with you, our company is funded by donors, private family foundations. Actually, the Ray Foundation there in Lakeland, Florida is one of our larger donors. They would love for us to be able to reimburse our pilots. The FAA says, no way, Jose, then you're a legal charter operation if you start paying for these pilots to fly these kids. Unfortunately, not right now. We can do that. I think in the future that is going to change. So what pilots are donating is their time, their fuel, and their expenses. You know, the entire experience for a pilot is probably between 2 and 3 hours, depending on how long you want to draw it out, or, you know, how much time you want to spend with that kid. But a lot of our pilots do ask for an annual report of how many flights they've donated, and they can actually claim that on their taxes, the expenses that they used. And so we do have a lot of pilots that do that. But industry-wide, we cannot reimburse. Our pilots are donating their time and their fuel.
That's important to know, because that's something I was going to say, is you can always do flights and donate a flight, but to claim it on your taxes, get with your tax advisor, by the way, on this one, and make sure you're within the law, because again, you were talking about, you know, you don't want to be one of those 1 in 34.5 or charter operations and be deemed that, because you can get a little bit of trouble. And that's what's great about having an organization like STEM Flights that can actually help you actually maneuver through all that paperwork and figure out what you need to do to stay legal and stay safe. But I think it's really cool for someone like, say, myself. Same thing with doing Pilots for Kids, all these different things. There's so many things out there, but STEM Flights is more than just that. It's actually bringing them through a whole process. So it's not just donating the time for the flight, but it's also taking them from point A to point B. And for the pilots, myself, I mean, you're doing something good for society. There's nothing like that first flight. And that actually changed. It changed it for me, my first flight. And I was hooked right away. And people say that all the time. You see all these different organizations that have them, you know, EAA Young Eagles. I mean, like you said, they're all people rowing in the same direction, trying to help people. And this, and I really think it's so important, like we had in the last episode talking about, you know, STEM. It's important for more people to get involved in science, technology, engineering, and math, because we are exporting a lot of that knowledge. We want to keep it here, especially it's a U.S.-centric organization. So that's really cool. As far as other people that want to get involved, and this is important for if we're going out in the community, I feel it's very important to get our teachers around here involved. What type of resources do you have for the teachers in our local community?
That's a great question. So we offer free flights for teachers. If you have an educator in your community, we would invite them to do a STEM flight with us and a volunteer pilot. Ideally, they could bring a student as well. But we find that when we can get educators in the aircraft, then they can make a lesson plan out of that and go back and affect, you know, 20 kids in their classroom. So we want to provide that for teachers. We want to be a resource for educators as well, so that they can have a program they can refer their kids to if they're interested in aerospace or aviation. Anybody at that high school or middle school level can always refer their students over to us as well. So we love to work one-on-one with teachers. Sometimes teachers reach out to us and say, we want to do a field trip at the local airport. So we'll facilitate those connections for them. You know, we'll hook them up with their local airport manager or figure out what's going on in their town. If we've got a pilot mentor in their community, then we'll encourage that teacher to go take a flight or refer a student over for a flight. So we really want to work closely with those teachers as well.
So we have the teachers, the pilots, the students. There's so much here. How is it that you manage all this? There must be, and you talked about some of the support staff. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, the people that are involved with this, like your dad.
Yeah. So dad's still very much involved. He is, he delivers more flights each year. So he's our top pilot mentor as far as flying. His passion is still flying the kids. That's really what he wants to do. He's also a donor, and he loves to keep the program running like that. We have 3 full-time people, including myself, that make the day-to-day operations run. We have a director of flight operations, and that person handles all of our pilot stuff. So pilot application, submitting your paperwork, going through our training process, which by the way is all online and only takes about 30 minutes, but getting the pilots vetted and onboarded with STEM Flights so that you feel comfortable, your background check, we have everything ready to go. So we have a flight operations director for that. And then my director of education handles everything teachers and students. And partnerships. So she's out there, you know, throughout the entire country, making sure educators know about this, partnerships, students, you know, reaching into those communities. So those are 2 really important parts. And then I handle day-to-day operations, marketing, and development. So I'm out there working with funders. I write grants, and our organization is supported through private family foundations and some corporate sponsorships as well.
So if somebody wants to help out, how would they do that? Like, say someone's like, hey, I can't get involved as a pilot, And, you know, I don't have the students involved, but I want to help somehow.
Yeah, that's a great question. We do have volunteer opportunities available for non-flying volunteers. We got asked that a lot too. So maybe it was a retire, or maybe it's a airline captain, but they don't have their own plane, but they're super passionate about that. What do we do with those people that really want to be involved with STEM flights? And that's a great question. So we actually have an entire program that they can just go to stemflights.org and sign up as a non-flying volunteer. So we have an entire program that they can get involved with, but a lot of it is outreach in their community. We empower them. Go to your local school, talk about aerospace and aviation, get local kids interested in STEM flights, host an event at your local airport. It's things like that that really empower them to do outreach. Some people may not have time to go out in their community, so we'll ask them for various things. Help us promote it on social media. Help us find students in your community. Help us, you know, the biggest need that we really honestly have right now is more volunteer pilots. And when you're in an industry like a major airline, sometimes that's a great place. You know, we ask them, hey, whoever you're flying with in your next few trips, ask them if they're into general aviation and if they're interested in donating their time. So that's one way that people can get involved. And we have that both on the student side and the pilot side. So if you want to be a volunteer and try to get more students, or if you want to help us find more pilots, we have lots of things that people can do.
That's really cool because, you know, as you know, a lot of people, airline pilots, you know, it's like my quote unquote day job. I actually talk to a lot of folks that have their own airplanes and they want to help out. How do I do that? This is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get involved and take somebody up and they kind of walk you through the whole process. By the way, the website is really good, stemflights.org. It'll actually walk you through that whole process of actually volunteering. But if someone wants to actually just, they want to write a check or they want to donate, there's other ways that they can. It's a 501c3, so it's tax deductible. And I'd highly encourage you to go out to the donate button. But another neat thing is there's some merch that you have, some cool shirts, stickers, et cetera. And all that money, I'm assuming, goes towards helping.
That's correct. Templates. That's correct. And just for your readers to know too, all of our donations go to support curriculum development, flight operations, and expansion of the program.
Gotcha. And that was my next question, actually, is like, it's so important when you're giving to an organization that you know that it's going directly towards helping those people, which here over at STEM Flights, it does. This is really awesome. And I really highly encourage people to get involved with STEM Flights, no matter how. I mean, it could be as a pilot. It could be as a mentor. It could be as somebody just donating a little bit of time or a little bit of money. Either way, you're going to help move our industry forward. And we're talking about the industry of aviation in general through STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's something that I think is really important. And I'm glad that you're promoting this in a very unique way, a very inspirational way. But you're not just taking it from the point A, you're taking point A, B, C, D, and E, and on into the rest of their life. So hats off to you for what you do. And can't wait to see what the future brings.
Thanks, Carl. I'd love to chat really quick about the young people in your audience. Young people and parents who are just entering this career, building up hours. So you're at your local airport, you're flying. How can you get involved in public benefit flying or STEM flights? And what I would say to that is, you know, once you have enough hours to volunteer, always consider trying to build your hours by taking those kids, whether you're working for your next rating, whether you're working on your CFI, and you're going out for that $100 hamburger, or you're going out to get those hours, consider adding a student who's never been on a flight before. And the beauty of working with us is we're going to help you identify that student. You don't have to do any of that work. We're going to find that kid for you in your own community, which I think is really important too, because pilots want to be giving back where they live. Let us help you find students where you live. Let us help you donate that time while you are building those hours back. So if you can donate a couple hours to STEM Flights per year, it's helping you, it's helping our students, and you're inspiring the next generation who's just behind you. And I'll say, I do have a couple young pilot mentors. In fact, one of them is a high school senior, Mia Anderson, and she lives in Virginia, but she's got a couple of different ratings. And let me tell you, when I put her with a young girl who was looking up to this 18-year-old, the way that they can communicate together, because the age difference just is so close. It was a really inspiring moment for this young girl. So I would say to those younger pilots who are just getting started, building their hours, think about what a middle school kid or a high school kid could look up to you and think, wow, I can do this too. And you can really help them give back. Plus, I do want to say this, selfishly, it looks great on your resume. So when you're going after those aerospace and aviation jobs and you say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm involved with STEM flights, this is what I do for them and I give back, I imagine an employer would really like to see that you want to grow this industry and that you're giving back in that way. And then for the career changers in your audience, those who are looking to get into aviation, I would encourage you to get involved in STEM flights for those same reasons too. You're building hours, you're passionate about aviation, you've decided that you want to change your job and you want to go into this. Imagine what you could do and the change that you could make for these young kids, even if it's just facilitating an airport tour for an underserved community in your area. Maybe you have enough hours to donate a couple of flights while you're building your hours. You can get involved with us and we can get you those students that you can really impact their lives.
Wow. You know, there's so many opportunities for everybody. And I think that's terrific that you included everybody, not just the younger folks, but also those that are looking at the career changes. And this is an organization that, and I've kind of watched you online. I think it's really one that's grown and hats off to you for what you've done there. And I think the biggest part of this is the fact that you truly are giving back to the community. And the person that's looking at a career change, they can give back too. Why share hours with somebody else? Share it with somebody you might inspire to go on to a career in aviation. And those are a lot of times it's those relationships you build that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And that's really something that helps us grow as an individual. And I love what you said about the volunteer part of it. And I do a lot of career coaching. One of the things that I tell people on their resume is I look at the top of it, I look at the middle, I go to the bottom very quickly to find out what else you do and how you give back to the community and society. And as somebody who hires people, that's very important to me. And if you get involved in something like STEM flights, it'll definitely look great on a resume, and it'll also actually help you and help yourself grow. And I think that's terrific. Anything else, Carly, that we forgot to talk about? I know we could talk for hours and hours on STEM flights, and we'd love to have you back on about the Air Care Alliance. That's something else I really want to know more about.
I can talk about that for days on end too. No, I think that we covered it all, and I would just love for your audience to check out stemflights.org, see how they can get involved. You can find me there very easily as well. My contact information is available on the website. You can check out our staff. We've got a really impressive board of directors that's super actively involved in inspiring young people. And just for those that are listening that have a passion for this and want to bring up the next generation, please join our team this year. We would love to see you.
Absolutely. Highly encourage it. If you have questions, feedback@aviationcareerspodcast.com, go to our contact page also. But of course, you can go directly to the source, and that is stemflights.org. And Carly will probably get back to you. I'm sure you will ask a question.
Yes, I will.
Absolutely. You know, this has been awesome. And I think I love the fact that you're helping inspire the next generation of pilots, especially through STEM. And that's something we need to do more of. And I think the fact that you've actually been successful at it shows that whatever formula you have is working. And I think if you're someone that wants to give or get involved, this would be a great organization to get involved with. And I've just from the other people that have talked about it, I've gotten a lot of very great feedback from folks out there. So hats off to you on that one. Find out more at stemflights.org. Carly, thanks so much, Carl, for coming.
I got to say one last thing for those of your listeners, please, that are going to be at Sun and Fun. The founder and chairman of STEM Flights, which is my dad, will be there. He's delivering two educational sessions on STEM Flights and how to get involved. So anybody that wants to talk to a former F-16 pilot or talk about STEM Flights, he likes to talk about both. He'll be there delivering two educational sessions, and it's in the booklet. It's on the schedule. It's very clear what it is. It says STEM Flights, and he'd be happy to meet up with anybody. And he'll be walking around too, probably with some STEM Flights garb. So stop him and say, hey, I heard you on the podcast.
Well, stop by and booth A41, because that's where we'll be, Aviation Careers Podcast, and we'd love to have STEM Flights come by and say hi to us, and maybe you'll get to get a picture in front of our banner.
That would be awesome.
Aviation Careers Podcast banner. But yeah, definitely look in. And by the way, what she was talking about, if you go to flysnf.org, you can find out all the different educational forums, and you can actually do a search, and you can look up STEM Flights, and that's how you find out where they're having the different forums and things like that. It's going to be huge. So kind of make sure that if you want to go see them, that you put that in your daily schedule. And they actually have an app for that too. So there's some really cool things that are happening at Sun and Fun. And of course, STEM Flights will be there. So Carly, again, thanks so much for coming here. This has been awesome. We're going to have you back on to talk about Air Care Alliance.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for everything you do to help out our industry as well.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, if you're going to be going to Sun and Fun, come by, visit us. Also on our website, you can see where you can meet us next. We do a couple of different shows, I should say, not just aviation. And we do other types of shows out there throughout the year, mostly aviation, but we do simulators. We do the Punta Gorda Air Show, that type of thing. But if you're interested in getting involved in aviation and you want to make a difference, I highly recommend STEMFlights.org. And if you're somebody that really is looking to help somebody else with scholarships, you can do it through our Pay It Forward program. Go to aviationcareerspodcast.com/payitforward. And again, make sure that if you want to help somebody to get a scholarship to move on in their career, STEM Flights has some on there, but we also have that directory with over $120 million of scholarships. And the sponsor of this episode, actually the law offices of Robert M. Strumer LLC, is giving away 100 of those, and you can get one for free using that coupon code STRUMERLAW. But the most important thing you can do for me is to do something today to move forward in your career. Whether you're somebody who's just getting started, if you're listening to this and you're a younger person, or you're a parent of someone who's younger, or if you're somebody who's a career changer, make sure you take one step every single day to move forward in your career. Maybe it's something simple by going to stemflights.org and finding out more about that organization. Maybe it's going up and getting your first flight with STEM Flights, or possibly ordering that book so you can study for your next rating. But please, take one step today to move forward in your career and in your life, and I'm sure you will get there sooner than you think. Safe flying out there, and we'll talk to you next episode.